T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the originals are good, but the sours kind of steal my heart.
All right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite gummy bear there, Matt Miller, Bleach Report? Do you have a favorite
Matt,
gummy bear?
You like
bear?
The Haribos, don't you?
Yeah, that's the only way to go. And my son's real picky about it.
Yeah. So. I'm sort of obsessed lately with the Haribos, but I'm like Sour Patch Kids too. I mean, I'm a sweets, like a fruit snack, you know, sour / gummy kind of guy.
You're talking right up my boat, man. Yeah. When I bought my son's Easter basket, I basically just bought him Sour Patch Kids and gummy bears and just eat them all myself. So.
Skittles and Starburst are up there too.
There
in the same category, same
Dustin,
food.
You got to get the fruit and sour Jolly Ranchers. Life changer.
Oh, I've had them. Yeah. And you're right, they do change your life.
Hopefully for the better.
They do.
Diabetes, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Matt, you know, hopefully somebody's life, well, a lot of people's lives are about to be changed with this draft in a couple of weeks. And I'm convincing myself that because every rumor and rumbling has the Browns taking Sam Darnold or Josh Allen, that the Browns are in fact going to take Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen. I'm convincing myself of that because I want to know where everybody's getting their info from, because it seems like John Dorsey's being cagey about everything. What say you?
I think John Dorsey's being very cagey outwardly. I think inwardly, to the people in his circle, you know, it's easier to get a read on who they're going to take. Also, you know, it's not just John. He's not the only one with access to that board. And it might be under lock and key, but people have to get in there and work on it so they see it. And so you can talk to, and I'm not going to say a word of who I talk to up there, but it's, there are other people, you know, who – when you have the first pick, you can kind of have looser lips because who cares, right? Who cares if Adam Schefter finds out who you're going to pick the week before the draft? It doesn't matter because you're still going to pick the guy. So I think that's one part of it that makes it a little easier to narrow it down. And you know, to your point, I love chaos, and especially like in my job, it would make it such a fun Thursday night if when the 10 minutes are up, Goodell walks out there, gets booed, and then says, Baker Mayfield's the first pick in the draft. That would be freaking awesome, and it would be great for all of us in this industry. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I really do think it's probably down to those final two guys.
Let me ask you a question we'll get to the other guys in a second, but Josh Rosen, this Jim Mora stuff, we spent a lot of time on the show today talking about it, and it just seems like Jim Mora's like out of his mind. Like, I don't know what the incentive is for Mora to even talk anymore about Josh Rosen.
I do. He's starting a media career, man. And you've talked about him all day, and I've talked about him all day. And
okay.
I just did a show before you. I always think that's in the back of these guys' heads of, you know, I gotta try to be unbiased, and I don't want to just go to bat for my guy. And at the same time, producers are smart, and they are going to jump all over that, and they're going to push you to keep saying it and to double down on it. And I do think that has a lot to do with it. I also think, and he's not going to love me for saying this if he's listening to your station, and I hope he is. I think Jim Moore is an idiot, and he did this stuff with Miles Jack, saying he shouldn't have come out, and he didn't have enough film to come out. And now look at Miles Jack. He's one of the best young linebackers in the NFL, and would have been a top five pick if his knee condition hadn't been flagged as kind of chronic. So I think Moore just – what has that guy ever done? And to you know, be given this pedestal to say – to have an opinion, I guess, is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, Matt, and then when it's, you know, he's blaming the media, it's taken out of context, that's all garbage. We're talking with Matt Miller from Bleacher Report. Matt, I was saying before about Rosen, and, you know, maybe I'm biased because I've been saying I think he's the best guy and I'd like to see the Browns take him, even though it doesn't seem like that's likely the case. And if the Browns don't want to take him because they think somebody's better, that's fine, or if they're worried about his injuries. But if they don't take him because he's not blue-collar enough, or because he made political commentary, or, you know, for stuff that has nothing to do with football, I think that would be a huge mistake.
You know, it's weird. I kind of go back and forth on it, and I can easily say the same things, man, of like, You know, he's the prettiest pure passer in this class. And if you're worried about the injuries, cool, because it's valid, right?
Yeah.
He's been hurt every year, and I know he did bulk up a little bit, but he's still, you know, he's got a smaller frame, and you worry a little bit about that. But then at the same time, I was kind of like you, where I was like, man, this other stuff doesn't matter. But I maybe told you guys the story already, is I had a high-level exec for not the Browns and another team say, you know, all that's fine and good, but you don't have to answer to the owner when your quarterback's tweeting about the election and you've won two ball games. Or, you know, when he's chirping back at an analyst. And the same goes for Baker Mayfield. Baker's got a list, apparently, of every bad thing someone said to him. And it's cool to have a chip on your shoulder if you internalize it. Aaron Rodgers has a massive chip on his shoulder, and he's not a great friend of the media, but it's never been an issue. And I think that's what makes it difficult, is especially because y'all have won one game in 2 years, right? So you would think the only way you can go is up, but if that pick looks like it, you know, if the guy has a Jared Goff type first year and he's on Twitter chirping back at whomever, or talking about, you know, that we're going to send the National Guard to defend the border, that's not what Jimmy Haslam needs to be dealing with, especially if that player is not coming out and having immediate success. And, you know, history would tell us a rookie quarterback is probably not going to come out and light the league on fire.
Matt Miller, Bleacher Report's our guest, NFL draft scout on Twitter. You can follow him. Matt, so today, I know you follow me. I don't know if you saw this, but I was doing a little film study. I was watching a little Josh Allen today. I haven't watched a ton of him, to be honest with you. I watched a couple games. I went back and watched this Hawaii game because people, my Twitter followers, were like tweeting me, dude's 9-for-19. He sucks against Hawaii. I'm like, all right, so watch the Hawaii game. I just wanted to watch it and see, you know, how bad was it, because the stats were horrendous. And legit, like, the first three throws are all, like, easy, just nice throws, drops by his receivers. And I'm like, my God, his receivers are terrible. And I'm not making an excuse for the guy, because he is inconsistent for sure. But Josh Allen's got there's a smear campaign by Twitter right now to hate the guy, and I'm like trying to get to the bottom of it.
I mean, Dustin, you played at Ohio State. None of those guys at Wyoming would have made your – they couldn't have even walked onto the field with the talent that you played with.
No.
And that's not to – I mean, y'all were pretty dang good back then, but and that's not to, you know, to say that – you know, I love Ohio State. So not to say that you guys are better than everybody else, but like, those Wyoming receivers were the worst that I saw in college football last year, and they might be the worst I've ever seen. And I went and watched him live against Iowa, and I'm watching this dude make a throw where he scrambles, launches a bullet to the end zone, beautiful throw, and the receiver drops it for a touchdown. And that's not to say Josh isn't inconsistent.
He is. He is very inconsistent.
And he knows he is. But if you can watch him play, watch him practice, and find why he's inconsistent and fix it, then he is a pretty dang good prospect. And Jordan Palmer believes that he's done that. And if you can fix his feet, you know, I'm sure you saw watching him play, so many of his misses were high. They were just high throws. And it's because he was overstepping. So you get his steps right when he throws, to where he's not overstriding with that front foot, the ball comes down. And we saw it at the Senior Bowl, the combine, and his pro day. And I know, like you said, there's a smear campaign, a huge one against this kid, that those people would say, well, that's not against live defense. It doesn't matter. Well, he can only do what he can do right now to answer those questions. And, you know, I know mechanics are a tricky thing for quarterbacks to change, but you have to think that it is possible to get better, to make improvements. And it looks to me like he's done those things. And we won't know until the pads go on in training camp or in preseason next year, but to me, it looks like he has made some adjustments that needed made.
You know, it's funny. You guys say there's a smear campaign against Josh Allen, and maybe there is. But I feel like, Matt, that a lot of people, you know, in the business are almost giving Josh Allen a pass for his inconsistency and are not giving the same pass to Lamar Jackson, who also didn't have great talent, who played against far superior talent, and who put up much bigger numbers.
Let me jump in, Matt. Sorry to cut you off. I would say this. Lamar Jackson, 6'5", 230 pounds, I think people would be saying some of the same things.
I agree, Dustin.
But this height doesn't necessarily make you a better player.
No, but like, there is a prototype to play the position, and Lamar Jackson's not that. And I think if he was 6'5", 230 pounds, it'd be a different story.
But that has nothing to do with the inconsistency of the pass.
That fast, we'd be saying this is Cam Newton. And instead, we're saying that about Josh. You know, like, this guy is athletically close to that or a young Ben Roethlisberger. I think with Jackson, it's also the fact that we haven't really seen him make those adjustments. Who's his quarterback's coach? It's not Jordan Palmer. He didn't have, you know, at the combine, he looked the same that he did at Louisville. Throws were still high. He's missing outside the hashes. He doesn't step when he throws. It's all arm with that wrist flick. So if he and Josh are both inconsistent, Allen has made those adjustments get better. Jackson hasn't. So I think that's why. And I spend way too much time on Twitter. Twitter loves Lamar Jackson. Most people on there believe he should be the first quarterback drafted, or at least the second. Mm. And if you say otherwise, you're a racist and or really bad at your job.
Yeah.
So it's really that. I think it's the opposite, where at least in the, you know, the kind of echo chamber that I live in Twitter, it's no. Lamar Jackson is a game-changing, NFL-changing athlete, and he can grow as a passer. Where people look at Allen and say, no, you can't fix that. So it's and not that either one's right. You know, I guess we'll just have to see. But for the way I do things, I'm at least encouraged by Allen's progress, because I've now seen it three separate times where the mistakes at Wyoming are being ironed out with Lamar Jackson. We've only had, you know, the pro day and the combine. I thought his combine was one of the worst of any quarterback there, because the problems are still, there are still those misses, and it's just not going to get it done in the NFL, where you still have to win from the pocket to win a Super Bowl, to win a conference championship. You got to win from the pocket, and that's where he struggles.
You know, Matt, he's been represented by his mom, and there are some reports out there that it's been it's been tough to get workouts lined up and to get communication and stuff. I feel bad if that's the route he wanted to go. It just seems like that's maybe hurting him a little bit here too.
It is. It absolutely is. And it in so many ways. So it's not just about the rookie contract, right? Because that, a lawyer could do that for you, right? Or, you know, they could come in and it's slotted, whatever. But it's all this other stuff of making sure that he has a quality quarterback's coach that should have been working with him the day Louisville season ended to fix some of these issues that we were just talking about. To have a PR person who's handling his media appearances. Because I can tell you firsthand, a lot of us have tried to get a hold of him to do media stuff and can't. And I'm sure there are people saying that stuff doesn't matter, but it does. Because if you're going to be a franchise quarterback, guess what you got to do? Handle the media. You can't just shut yourself in a room and not talk. And that's what he has done. So, and then this I'm not going to run and do agility. I don't think there's a great trend of guys who've told the NFL, nah, I'm not going to do this. And the NFL is like, oh, okay, we get it, man. Let's take you anyway. Like, going against the system doesn't generally work when you're talking about the NFL.
Matt, last thing. Again, we've talked about the quarterbacks, but ultimately, who do you think is the best guy? Who do you actually think the Browns should take? And at number four, Bradley Chubb, the pick, even if Saquon Barkley's there. Your thoughts on both those things?
So, one, I do think it should be Sam Darnold. Okay. I think he has the best total package of everything we look for on and off the field. That said, I actually like all of four quarterbacks at the top of this draft very similarly. They all have a lot of positives. They all have at least one negative that terrifies me. So
I've been saying the same thing, Matt.
I'm most comfortable with.
I've been saying the same damn thing.
Yeah, at four, it's Saquon.
Mm. All right. Why?
I think he's the best player in the draft. I really do. And I know running backs aren't that valuable. I think if you can – how much better is Sam Darnold's life going to be if Saquon Barkley's behind him? And I know I just praised Ohio State, so I know fans are going to hate me for this. I'm a Niners fan. Carlos Hyde is among the more overrated players that I've seen paid in this free agency. So I like Duke Johnson, but those guys put together aren't Saquon Barkley. And I love the prospect of Myles Garrett and Bradley Chubb on the same D-line. It sounds great, but, man, I would rather have Darnold at one, Saquon at four, and Sam Hubbard at 33, if that's the route you want to go. Like, those are the three guys. And then at 35, you can pick a corner, like Isaiah Oliver from Colorado. I would much rather have that package than, you know, wait until, you know, at 33, there's probably not a running back that I would really like that isn't kind of repetitive for what's already there.
Hmm. All right, fair enough, Matt. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Appreciate it, Phil.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.